The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Oh, well, not only here is Dr. Holly, I've got a very special guest this segment. We're going to get right to it because there's so much great stuff to talk about. I actually have with me Judd Richland. He is the CEO of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. Now, those of you that have been listening to me, you know that I believe that there is value in all systems of medicine, okay? I shattered my shoulder a couple years ago, and I was really, really thankful for the reductionistic approach of my orthopedic surgeon to just reduce me to my shoulder, and I was very thankful for Lunesta to sleep so I could heal, and also Vicodin for pain. There is a place and time for everything. We're going to talk today, though, at this segment about a huge resolution being passed unanimously, okay, by the United States Senate. I think it's a big idea. I think you could probably tell that. Basically, the United States Senate unanimously passed a resolution designating, okay, write this down, listeners, October 7th through October 13th as Naturopathic Medicine Week. So, Judd, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Holly. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So this is, in my opinion, being a naturopathic doctor, and for my patients and for my family and my loved ones, I think this is a big deal. As the CEO of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, what do you think about it?
I think it's historic. This is the first time that the United States Congress, as far as we've been able to determine, has included the word naturopathic medicine in any official act of Congress. And I think it represents incredible progress in the advancement of our health system. Now naturopathic medicine and other alternative approaches to medicine are being officially recognized by the Congress, and that's because there's a growing body of evidence that these kinds of medicine are effective.
So effective, like I said, value in all systems of medicine. I think from my perspective, I'll just throw this in there. I call naturopathic medicine sort of more comprehensive common sense medicine, where we take the zoom off of reductionism, because there really is, in conventional Western medicine, they're taught to think in a very reductionistic way. And like I said, I feel like that's so valuable in certain places. But I think if you look at our modern day ills, when you go to see a naturopathic doctor who will kind of take a look at you, and talk with you and listen to you and identify and treat the cause and take everything about your story, about your history into consideration. And in first doing no harm, simply use the least invasive methods first to diagnose and treat. We're looking at a much more comprehensive, thought through system of medicine. And so I'm excited. I know you're excited because I'm a naturopathic doctor. You're the CEO. But why should the listeners be excited about something like this?
Well, clearly, you know, there are many people who want to improve their health through natural therapies and through lifestyle changes that are within their control. Now, I mean, you know better than anybody, Holly, that naturopathic doctors don't rely heavily on the use of pharmaceuticals or invasive procedures and surgeries. That's not to say, by the way, that they aren't trained to prescribe drugs. They are. And in fact, many naturopathic doctors work closely with medical doctors and frequently refer patients back and forth as needed. But nevertheless, you know, naturopathic medicine represents the kind of medicine that puts the patient in control and looks for the least invasive modalities for improving health. We know at ANP, through lots of different avenues, that the demand for naturopathic physicians is growing. We have we call it our Find an ND. ND is the initials for a naturopathic doctor. Find an ND tool on our website that is now getting about 50,000 hits a month. These are people looking for naturopathic doctors. Those numbers have gone up steadily for several years at least, certainly since I've been with the association. So the demand is growing. There's certainly some frustration with the conventional medical system. People are looking for solutions that take the whole person into account, not so much interested in treating symptom by symptom, but getting at the root causes of illness. So I think all these things are coming together, and there's just growing recognition of the benefits of naturopathic approaches to improving health.
And so hopefully because of this resolution, in part at least, that this style of care that, as you say, people and patients are looking for more and more, they're looking for something more, could be more, first of all, available. I know we're regulated and licensed in how many different states now?
Now in 20 states and territories.
Okay, so 20 states and territories. So we've got some other states, just so we can protect the public. You know, whenever there's a regulation here, you know, I live in California, and so we have a Title Protection Act. And so an ND, you need to have gone to an accredited naturopathic medical school in order to call yourself that. And I've got a regulation, and so I'm accountable to a higher body so I can provide safe and effective and affordable care to my patients who come and see me. And I love the point that you make about the doctor as a naturopathic doctor giving the patient control. So a true partnership there. And I think the difference and what people are looking for versus what they might experience in the conventional Western medicine situation is that it's patient-centered, not protocol-oriented.
Right. So, Holly, I think, you know, what's important is that, you know, we're very realistic about the current standing of naturopathic doctors in our system. And as you say, we're licensed still in less than half the states. And I think the biggest challenge that our field faces is introducing itself to the public. I mean, most people don't know what naturopathic medicine is and what naturopathic right. physicians do. So when the Senate passed its resolution, it explicitly recognized that naturopathic doctors provide safe, effective, and affordable health care. One of the big challenges that we face is letting people know that naturopathic doctors, in fact, are highly trained professionals. They've attended four-year accredited naturopathic schools of medicine, schools accredited by the U.S. Department of Education. They've passed a national examination. They're licensed by their state. Now, there are some people who call themselves naturopathic doctors, but are not. They haven't gone to a four-year accredited school and become licensed, and that's certainly something that consumers need to be aware of, that when they visit a naturopathic doctor, they need to verify that person's credentials. So, you know, we recognize that we're not a well-known medical specialty, and we've got an educational challenge, but certainly the more that people learn about naturopathic doctors, you know, the more that people visit naturopathic doctors. So, I mean, we've got a really great, winning, and effective message and type of medicine. Now we just need to let people know about it. And that's really, of course, what Naturopathic Medicine Week is all about.
Right. So, okay, once again, October 7th through October 13th, what are some of the things that you know, the events that are going on for that week? Because I know that this is going to be a big thing across the nation. And I think that the effect and the result of it will be that increased awareness. And I think also the increased awareness in appropriate awareness. I should say appropriate awareness, because I think there's a lot of vocabulary out there that's connotated with alternative medicine, or with sometimes people say, so you're a homeopath, right? When they're talking to me, and I'm like, well, no, that's a little bit different. A homeopath, right? So homeo, same, homo, same. That's a whole system of medicine in and of itself. And so there's a lot of education, but I think that this week, October 7th through October 13th, we're going to pinpoint exactly who we are. And so what do we got going on this week that you know of?
Oh, gosh, there's so many activities that are being planned. Lots of doctors around the country are putting on open houses, inviting the public in so that they can learn about what naturopathic doctors are doing. We've got doctors who are speaking at libraries and Whole Foods and schools. They're blogging. They're seeking proclamations from mayors and governors.
Nice.
Companies in the industry are doing a lot to publicized naturopathic medicine. It's all very, very exciting.
All right. Well, we're going to have Judd back on during that week to talk all about it. Once again, you can go to naturopathic.org. That's naturopathic.org to find out more about naturopathic doctors and also the unanimous resolution passed by the United States Senate, Naturopathic Medicine Week, October 7th through October 13th.